Clean Tech Silicon and Bar, LLC, has never actually created any jobs. The company was formed in August specifically for this project in Baden. But the key players in clean tech do have a track record, and it includes at least one big success, a misfire, and some hard bargaining. First, the big success, a steel mill that was built in Columbus, Mississippi in 2007. Today, more than 550 people work there, earning an average of $80,000 a year.
That project had many of the same similarities as what we would like to put in Baden, North Carolina.
This is Dave Stickler. He's the dealmaker for Cleantech, a role he also played for the Columbus plant. The head of economic development for the Columbus area, his name is Joe Max Higgins, says officials there were wary about coughing up incentives worth more than $100 million for a brand new company with no track record.
But we knew John Carenti was a master steelmaker that knew what making steel was about.
John Carenti is the other key player the Columbus and Baden projects both have in common. He was CEO of Nucor Steel until 1999, when he left in a bitter dispute with management. Carenti's been out to compete with his old company ever since, and the Columbus steel mill was his big play. But just months after it opened, Carenti sold his stake to a large Russian investor and was gone. So could a big investor also come in and buy out the guys making promises to Stanley County? Here's Dave Stickler.
It's certainly an option that would be on the table. I will tell you that that's not what is currently planned. But again, it is a potential option down the road, certainly.
Stickler won't disclose the name of Cleantech's largest investor, but he says it's not Alcoa, which is investing $50 million in the company for a 20% stake. While local officials in Columbus, Mississippi may have initially felt abandoned by Carenti and Stickler, they're happy now. The steel mill is expanding, and the average salary of its workers is $10,000 higher than originally promised. But here's a key difference between that project and what's being proposed for Baden. The Mississippi mill makes sheets of steel for cars and appliances. In Baden, Cleantech plans to make silicon metal, which goes into everything from cosmetics to solar panels. And the other half of the site will make rebar from recycled steel. North Carolina steel industry analyst Alex Tereshchik says that'll make sense as the economy improves.
Well, that's where the growth is going to be. If we're talking about infrastructure improvement, construction of roads, bridges, and buildings, you need rebar to do that process.
At the moment, however, U.S. rebar plants are only operating at about 60% of their capacity. Stickler says that makes now a cheap time to build a plant that can sell rebar for less than its competitors. But this also brings us to the misfire on the record of the guys behind Cleantech. 3 years ago, Stickler and Carenti promised to create 200 jobs that pay $70,000 on average at a new rebar plant in Amory, Mississippi. The groundbreaking was a big to-do, with golden shovels and the governor on hand. The plant was supposed to be operating by 2010. It has yet to be built. Stickler says it was bad timing.
One of the investors got caught up in the Wall Street downturn and had to remove themselves from the Amory project.
If that were to happen in Baden, Stanley County commissioners could end up dropping their opposition to Alcoa's 50-year hydropower license and then have no new jobs to show for it. Stickler says it's a valid concern, so he's giving Stanley County extra assurances. He won't be specific in public other than to say he's securing loan guarantees and that the investors he's lined up for Cleantech aren't likely to drop out if Wall Street tumbles. Given that, Stickler says,
I think any reasonable person would recognize that the risk of a project beginning and not being completed in North Carolina had been mitigated.
So far, Stanley County commissioners are unconvinced. And this is a good place to touch on the hard bargaining track record of Cleantech's backers. Here's a guy who's been opposite them at the negotiating table.
Mr. Stickler did what he was hired to do. He squeezed every piece of money he could get, and he was very nice. but very forthright.
That's Larry Collins. He's the mayor of Ontario, Ohio. Last fall, he made a deal with Stickler and Correnti for a new silicon metal plant that would bring more than 800 jobs. Ontario and the state of Ohio promised incentives worth $95 million, plus a big discount on electricity. 6,000 people in that struggling community had already signed up for a training program to work at the new plant. And then?
They called us on Friday, July 1. They said they were not coming here. And later we found out it was Mississippi, which was the choice of the chairman of their board, John Correnti.
Mississippi legislators approved a slightly smaller incentives package than Ohio, but the state also has far fewer unionized workers. Correnti has not elaborated on the last-minute switch, but he and Stickler have established a clear pattern of tough negotiating. Stanley County commissioners must soon decide if they're willing to take a risk on the track record of these same men, or keep up their fight to force Alcoa off the Yadkin River. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.